Your world, your challenges, your faith. When faith within engages the world without, there's power. It's living life from the inside out.
Not much about Thanksgiving is commercialized, and we like that. Those who can take a break from their routines to gather, to feast, to give thanks for what we might otherwise take for granted. A lot of us take turns around the table naming what we're grateful for, but are there other creative ways we can pay attention to and celebrate the meaning of Thanksgiving this year? We'll be talking about just that today on the Family Life Inside Out podcast. I'm Martha Manikas Foster, and my guest is author and speaker Letty Kirkpatrick Wiseman, who has contributed to several books and has written four of her own. The one we're focusing on today is Taking Back Christmas and Other Family Celebrations. Letty's been widowed two times, and her books are variously listed under the names of Kirkpatrick, Burris, and her name today, which is Wiseman. Welcome, Letty, to Inside Out.
Thank you for having me.
Letty, I'm excited to talk to you. Since you've written about this and thought about this, can we just start off with what you think makes Thanksgiving special?
Well, first of all, I think that Thanksgiving presents us with a wonderful opportunity to refocus in several ways.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us to refocus on our personal blessings.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us to focus on the God who gives us our blessings. It helps us to extend blessings to others. It gives us a super open door to give testimony regarding God's goodness. Of course, the thing we love, it gives us incentive to gather for memory making, and it gives us opportunity to convey spiritual lessons on the topic of gratitude. Of course, I view every holiday as an opportunity for Christ followers to model for the world a different way to celebrate, and Thanksgiving is no exception to that.
We're going to move right into that, because my experience is that Thanksgiving's pretty universally celebrated by everyone I know, Americans, and then on Canadian Thanksgiving, them as well. No matter what our beliefs are or our backgrounds, you know, we celebrate Thanksgiving. But what do you think can make or does make Thanksgiving more than just another family gathering for people who follow Jesus?
Well, I've heard many children refer to Thanksgiving as Turkey Day, that's definitely a fun description. But one of the articles in my holiday book is actually called Beyond the Turkey, Keeping the Thanks in Thanksgiving. I read once that gratitude or Thanksgiving may be the quiet giant of all the spiritual disciplines. I love that. And it is certainly a discipline to see and recognize God's goodness in the dailiness of living. So for Thanksgiving, I would love to see families serve up more than turkey and fixins. I would love to see us celebrate by joining the psalmist and truly entering into God's gates with Thanksgiving.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Family Life Inside Out interview podcast, and I'm talking with Letty Kirkpatrick Wiseman about creative ways to celebrate Thanksgiving. Letty, have you found ways that people who are gathered at Thanksgiving can make the meaning of the day more central to the celebration, kind of like more than the turkey, like you're saying?
Oh, yes. There are so many fun ways that we can be intentional about making Thanksgiving a special time of celebration. And even more so when children are involved. Children, of course, love visual, active, and verbal participation. They also delight in stories. So here are some quick suggestions.
Great.
First of all, any way that we can include song and music in our Thanksgiving celebration. I can think of little songs my children grew up singing. Thanksgiving Day is a happy day, and we say thank you, God. And then there's the chorus, thank him, all you little children. And then the more adult song, praise God from whom all blessings flow. And some of us are blessed enough to have at least someone in the family with a musical background. And they can really contribute to this particular time. And then another thing I love is to tell or read various stories that contribute to the thought of gratitude. One that I love is the story of Jesus and the 10 lepers in Luke 17. To tell that story and to remind them and ourselves that there were 10 lepers healed, but 9 went away. The one that pleased Jesus was the one that came back to say thanks. And then an unusual story that can be used is the story of the huge, noisy celebration of Thanksgiving in Nehemiah 12 after the Israelites celebrated rebuilding the wall in Jerusalem. And then the story that I've loved to tell through the years, the Corrie Ten Boom story from The Hiding Place, where she tells the story about how she and her sister learned, even in that horrible place, to be thankful for fleas. It is such a beautiful illustration of how, even in the hard moments of life, we can find ways to be thankful. And then some stories can become interactive with drama and acting. The story of the lepers is a great opportunity for drama, and especially the story of the celebration around the wall of Jerusalem. There's so many ways you can read that passage and help children recreate that scene, and with adults included there. And then there's opportunity to create and craft. Have the family draw or write on colored paper strips verses, prayers, or thoughts for Thanksgiving, and then link them into a God is good chain. Hang it over the doorway or decorate the table with it or on the chairs. And then to have a devotional time where family members receive individual instruction. We used to put ours on plates written on paper leaves. One would be asked maybe to lead a praise chorus. Another one would be asked to read Psalm 100, and sometimes we had that already printed out for them to use. Another one to share a Thanksgiving memory, to just go around the table with each person participating in a way in that meal. I heard that one family told me that their family went around the table sharing something they were grateful for, which is a pretty common tradition. But as they did it, they finished by lighting a candle. Ooh. And by the end of the table round, they had a candlelight service of Thanksgiving, which I thought sounded really pretty. And of course, we've heard, I think James Dobson's talked about his family having little corn kernels, and they would indicate three blessings of the year by putting one kernel in the cup as they went around. And we've done that in a similar way, but we prefer to use candy corn. And then there's, of course, a blessing basket, which can begin in the early days of November, where each day we're asked to think through our day and remember a blessing from the Lord and fill that basket up, and then on Thanksgiving Day, pull out those blessings and read them. It's a great way to focus the entire month. Keep a book basket full of stories like I was talking about out there, and even a make a leaf tree instead of, you know, the candy corn or that kind of thing. Get some leaves and write on them and build that tree throughout the month until you have it all branched out for Thanksgiving Day. There are so many ways to share Thanksgiving. You just need to get the book. Now, one thing I do want to mention, though, is so many times, and especially women, I think, we have expectations. We plan and we work and we think we're going to create the perfect holiday setting. But I have so many stories of how that doesn't quite happen that way, and we need to be ready when it doesn't work out as planned. I can remember one particular Thanksgiving where I had worked really hard to have a beautiful table and to have the verses set out and everything, and my three-year-old, when my back was turned, decided that he would help us by crumbling up every pretty paper napkin and putting it on top of each plate. And in the meantime, my middle schooler had realized that for the first time ever, our family was having only a turkey breast instead of an entire turkey. And his world was ruined. Oh. He just stormed through the house, just declaring that we had just totally destroyed Thanksgiving by not having the whole turkey there. So things just don't always happen according to plan. And we need to be ready for that, too.
And I think that could be hard. That could be hard because clearly more time is spent working to put the meal together than usually it takes to eat it. And you want it to be just so, or you're hoping it can be just so. And so the flexibility required to really enjoy the day is something I always have to really emphasize, because
And our attitude, you know, can spoil the whole meal no matter how much work we've put into the festivities. So it helps to know that, you know, this is going to become, that has actually become one of our most fun Thanksgiving memories. What looked like a total disaster most of the morning. Even our children go back and think, how did Mom tolerate us?
Oh, that's wonderful, because I know the temptation for me can be toward then having a gloomy cloud around me when that kind of thing happens.
And
what is the real reason that we're gathering? It's not really about how pretty those napkins were. You
well,
know?
Actually, that was the trigger for one of my other sons, who had observed those things, writing us the sweetest note about how thankful he was to be in the home he was in. And actually, during that time, my husband's prayer over that table was thankful for a mother that took the time and the thought to make it meaningful. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, that's lovely. Oh, that's lovely. And you're teaching me a lot. Thank you. Now, Letty, have you seen ways that people can bring their love for Jesus and his call to serve others into their Thanksgiving activities?
Well, this is actually a topic that's pretty dear to my heart because one of the articles in my book is called When the Holidays Hurt.
Mm.
Every holiday, and Thanksgiving is no exception, there are people who just do not feel like celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
I've had holidays that I just wanted to go away.
I'm sure.
But God showed up through other folks who love Jesus. And one big example that comes to my mind, several years ago, my Thanksgiving was going to be spent in the nursing home, caring for my husband after a massive stroke. But my family wanted to be together at least briefly, so we decided that we would go to a nearby restaurant a few days before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of us, my four sons and their families, and as we were there was, of course, the mixture of sadness at the circumstances, but glad that we could be together for that while. But at the end of the meal, the manager of the restaurant came over and asked for our name. And when we told him who we were, he said, well, you need to know that your entire meal has been covered by someone. And we were so stunned that someone had come in earlier in the day and told them that there would be a large family coming in together and that they wanted to be sure that our meal was paid for. That was just such a, you know, amazing thing. But this person, in their own Thanksgiving holiday, had planned ahead to be able to be used to bless someone else. That same season, two friends of mine said that they would give up part of their Thanksgiving time to come to the nursing home and sit with my husband so that I could have 2 hours to go and join the extended family and be with them for a little while. So I would just say, you know, if our heart is toward it, that God is going to show us how to remember and to reach out to the hurting, to the isolated, to the lonely, to find a way to include them, to know that somebody remembers them, to be Jesus with skin on for them.
Mm-hmm.
There is no better way to thank God for his goodness than to love on someone else. And in doing that, I think we as believers model an entirely different kind of celebration.
Mm. Oh, what wisdom and what beauty. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And I hope that we are all listening to the Spirit of God as we pray for those opportunities to see those things, because that's not something, you know, check off a box on how to do this. That's being sensitive to the people that you know and the people around you or the people that you've heard of who could use the very specific, appropriate, loving touch that reach out. Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Letty, very much for sharing these stories, these very practical stories, and this great wisdom here on Inside Out.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Family Life Interview Podcast, Inside Out, with my guest, Letty Kirkpatrick Wiseman. You'll find a link to her website, where you can learn about her books, at the same place you found this podcast, at fln.org/insideout. I'm Martha Menikas Foster with this Inside Out podcast on Family Life.